Next case on the docket is case number 13117, an application of Sampson Resources Company for an order extending the field boundaries and amending the field rules for the Ambrose Bakken Pool. Would all interested parties please come forward?
Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 1855, Bismarck, appearing case 13117 on behalf of Sampson Resources Company. We'll be calling three witnesses in this matter, the same three witnesses that were called the previous case, except we'll have a different geologic witness. Matt Bircher will be offering geologic testimony. Mr. Bircher's last name is spelled B-I-R-C-H-E-R.
Thank you. Mr. Bircher, are you on the phone?
Yes, sir.
I'd just like to place you under oath. Do you promise to tell the truth in this hearing?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll recall Connie Wagers.
Thank you. Ms. Wagers, do you understand you're still under oath today?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Connie, Exhibit 1.
Exhibit 1 is a regional location map showing the three spacing units that we're discussing today.
Exhibit 2.
Exhibit 2 shows the outline of the Ambrose Bakken field as it currently is. In yellow are the three 1280 units that are subject to our application. And you will notice sections 14 and 23 are already in Ambrose. However, they were originally spaced as 640 acres. We're requesting 1280.
Okay, and 2A.
2A is a lease ownership map showing Sampson and its partners' ownership. In sections 4 and 9 of 16399, Sampson's partners own 88.332%. Sections 3 and 10, Sampson's partners own 96.09%.
And 2B?
2B is sections 14 and 23, showing Sampson and its partners owning 73.047%.
No further questions.
Thank you. Any questions from staff? You can please proceed with Mr. Bircher.
Okay. Matt, would you state your full name for the record, please?
Yes, sir. It's Matthew Bircher.
And spell your last name.
B as in boy, I-R-C-H-E-R.
And by whom are you employed in what capacity?
Sampson Resources as a geologist.
And have you testified before the commission previously and had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes.
Offer the further testimony as a witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Matt, let's go to Exhibit 3 in the packet. Tell us what that is very quickly.
Okay, Exhibit 3 is a structure map of the Bakken Shale with a 50-foot contour interval showing a gentle dip to the south. Also represented there are the three spacing units and a graphical representation of the cross-section on the following exhibit.
Okay, let's go to the cross-section.
Cross-section 8A prime shows wells in the area, indicating that the Bakken reservoir is continuous. And gamma ray on the left track, resistivity on the right.
And is the target the middle Bakken or the Three Forks?
There could be situations where it could be either or, so it's still up in the air, but typically probably the Three Forks.
Is there, okay, if you don't have any further questions.
Thank you. Any questions from staff? Mr. Arnold, do you understand you're still under oath today?
Okay.
Thank you.
Bill, Exhibit 5?
Exhibit 5 is a graphical representation of the well layout, the lateral direction that we intend to drill in this 1,280-acre unit.
I'm sorry.
Again, this well will be completed with liners, swell packers, 20 to 30 frac stages, sleeves, and plug and perf.
Okay, and then Exhibit 6.
Exhibit 6 is the reservoir properties and economics. We calculate a recoverable oil volume on each of these units at 272,000 barrels, and that will generate a return on investment of 2.4.
And as in the previous case, in your opinion, will the requested relief prevent waste, protect relevant rights, prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells?
Yes.
Mr. Examiner, we offer each one of the exhibits that was identified by the three witnesses.
Exhibits are received into the record. Are there any questions from staff of this witness? Anything further on this case, Mr. Bender?
Nothing further.
That concludes the hearing on case number 13117. It will be taken under advisement by the commission.